Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In keeping your house together is a bunch of termites holding hands. Call Allied Termite and Pest today. 901-754-0454.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
I was at Walgreens to find relief fast because my allergy symptoms were in full force. You know the feeling, that little itch in your throat, then comes the runny nose and sneezing. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner with products like Allegra and Nasacort for relief from my toughest allergy symptoms all season long. Plus, Walgreens helped me find the right relief fast. Sneeze you later, allergies. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, select Allegra and Nasacort products are $17.99 through May 20th. Use as directed.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Hey, it's Golic. Don't miss Dominique Foxworth and Bomani Jones. It's Mike and Mike Tuesday.
Mike and Mike in the morning. Weekdays, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing a unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think, he'll make you laugh, he'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
In studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day with no obstacles and no disruptions.
A day lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you don't like watching Kawhi Leonard play basketball because he's out for game two of the Western Conference semifinals and maybe longer. Rough deal for the Spurs. Now Pop pissed. We're going to talk about it in a moment. First, we set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20. Ramona Shelby covers the NBA for ESPN, ESPN.com. We're going to talk to her about the Kawhi Leonard, Zaza Pachulia incident from yesterday. Talk to her about the Western Conference Finals in general. And also, she had a column earlier today on LeVar Ball. Really good. If you haven't read it yet, you can find it at ESPN.com. I will talk to Ramona about LeVar Ball and her experience of dealing with the Ball family. We're going to do that in about 20 minutes. Finish that segment. I'll do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, some notable basketball recruiting news today. Duke landed a five-star point guard, and Missouri signed a top 40 prospect named Jeremiah Tillman. So Konzo Martin, who was hired just 2 months ago, has now signed one five-star prospect and two four-star prospects since taking over in Columbia. And Missouri's class is now ranked number 6th in the nation, which is proof that, despite what, Some college coaches will try to tell you, no, it does not take time to build a brand for recruiting purposes after taking over a new job. If you're aggressive and good and surrounded by a good staff, you can get things done quickly. UNLV, St. Louis, Western Kentucky, and Stanford all proved it after hiring new coaches last year. Now Missouri is proving it after hiring a new coach 2 months ago. We'll talk about that at 4:44. Drake was in town this weekend.
What? Whoa.
Drake.
What's he doing here?
He went to the Fairly High prom, Brad.
Oh, that's fun.
It is fun, right?
Super fun.
I mean, I wouldn't at my age or his age want to go to the prom, but perhaps if I could.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. My wife was in the nail salon this weekend.
Okay.
And she said there were Collierville students in there, and their prom was this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all talking about how they're not going to prom. Like, we're not going. Like,
Kids don't go to prom anymore.
Apparently, a lot of them in Collierville, they just decide we're not going. They're just not going to go. We're going to go to the hangout, and we're going to do other things. We're not going to our prom.
Well, that's not Drake's perspective on prom attending.
He goes to ones that, like, he's not even expected to go to.
Yeah, the kids at Kiowa can do whatever they want. Yeah. Drake is going to go to prom. He went to prom this weekend right here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh.
I'll tell you about that a little later on this hour. The name Caitlin has plummeted in popularity more so than any other name over the past year. That's what a new study shows. I bet you can guess why.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that just before 5 o'clock, and I'll tell you a story about a buddy of mine who actually changed his daughter's name based off of something that happened after his daughter was named.
Interesting.
The issue here is that obviously Caitlyn Jenner is a controversial figure.
Yeah.
And anytime you get a name that becomes controversial, people stop naming their children that name. It also happened to Hillary.
Yep.
It also happened to Donald.
Yep.
I'll tell you a story about my buddy's daughter. We'll do that just before 5 o'clock. And a Memphis man with a history of mental illness and abuse set himself on fire just outside of Murphy's this week, and he broadcasted it. Mm. The incident on Facebook Live, ran inside where his ex-girlfriend was working, physically harmed and emotionally scarred other people, and then died. A sad and scary situation on a variety of levels. We're going to spend a few minutes on that. During four notable stories at 4:44, 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins will join me just like always. And then at 5:25 tonight, Game 7 Eastern Conference semifinals between the Celtics and the Wizards. Tips at 7 o'clock. You're going to be able to listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I'll get you ready at 5:25. Then we'll do dinner to go, and we'll get out of here. So that's the rundown for this afternoon. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the Western Conference Finals. What a weird and, from the Spurs' perspective, unfortunate game one that was yesterday afternoon. The Spurs were up by 25 points early, ahead by 23 when Zaza Pachulia closed out on Kawhi Leonard, who landed on his foot and re-aggravated an ankle injury, out for the game. Golden State goes on an 18-0 run, wins 113-111, takes a 1-0 lead in the series, and Greg Popovich, like I said at the top, is pissed. He was asked about the situation a little earlier today. Here's what he said.
For elbowing Patty Mills, the play where he took Kawhi down and locked his arm in Dallas and could have broken his arm. Ask David West, his current teammate, how things went when Zaza was playing for Dallas and he and David got into it. And then think about the history he's had and what that means to a team. What happened last night? A totally unnatural closeout that the league has outlawed years ago and pays great attention to it. And Kawhi's not there. And you want to know how we feel about it. You want to know if that lessens our chances or not. We're playing very possibly the best team in the league. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the East. And 9.75 people out of 10 would figure the Warriors will beat the Spurs. Well, we've had a pretty damn good season. We played fairly well in the playoffs. I think we're getting better. And we're up 23 points in the third quarter against Golden State. And Kawhi goes down like that. And you want to know if our chances are less? And you want to know how we feel? That's how we feel. Follow up. Pretty much covered.
Uncomfortable laugh.
So, you know how Greg Popovich feels about it. He thinks it was a dirty play by Zaza Pachulia, one that resulted in his best player and a legitimate MVP candidate, one of the top three or four, five, six, seven best players in the world, being unavailable yesterday and now at the very least also unavailable for game two. It really could be the difference in this series because I just don't think there's any scenario under which Golden State comes back, great as they are, against a Spurs team that had Kawhi Leonard on the court.
Right.
Perhaps evidence of that is is that Greg Popovich has had a 25-point lead, I believe it's 318 times in his coaching career, and he's 318-0. He had literally never lost a 25-point lead before and lost the game. It happened for the first time yesterday. It happened when he was obviously without his starting point guard, Tony Parker, but that's been the case for a little while now. It happened immediately after he lost his best player, Kawhi Leonard. Do you think it was dirty?
I don't think it was dirty.
What do you think it was?
I think he was really playing aggressively, and there's a fine line there, I think, sometimes with these playoff games when those situations happen.
I don't think he necessarily meant to hurt Kawhi Leonard, but he put his foot there for a reason. I texted a couple buddies of mine who played in the guys I work with who played in the NBA, and they all said he wasn't necessarily trying to hurt him, but it was dirty. And if you go back and watch it, Pachulia, he closes out and he lands, and then he slides again. So when he closes out, Kawhi lets the shot go. The shot's off.
Yep.
Pachulia didn't block it, obviously. And if you go watch the replay, his foot is at a certain place. And then he hops his foot again. It was like a closeout hop, hop. And the second hop is what put him under Kawhi. And then Kawhi comes down and twists that ankle, re-aggravates it. And now it was out for that game, is out for the next game, and could be out for the rest of the series. I mean, we just don't know. It's a high ankle sprain that isn't impossible to properly evaluate and then understand when it is somebody will be okay, but it's very difficult to figure out. Like, people respond to it in different ways. And so whether he was trying to actually hurt him, which I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say no, I think is almost beside the point. You put your foot in a place that is dangerous to an opponent, you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. You're doing something that I think can reasonably be called dirty. Sometimes, and I know what some people are thinking maybe, if you weren't trying to hurt him, what was he trying to do?
Right.
Sometimes what you'll do is you'll put your foot underneath a person, not necessarily to hurt them, but to have them know it's there so that they'll think about it the next time they see you closing out.
Yeah.
So that they'll think about it the next time they rise for a jumper. It can be a physical thing.
Yeah.
Yesterday's clearly was, but it can also be a mental thing. Shooting balls
it's very fractional at that point.
At that rhythm in the NBA is already a difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
You get it, you catch, release. It's got to be pop, pop, pop.
Boom.
You know, the way most of us growing up played basketball, in the backyard or the front yard or at the park, or even like if you go to the local Y or whatever, the way most people play is you get catch the ball, you've got time to set your feet and shoot. In the NBA, it's not like that usually, not unless an opponent is in scramble mode. Like, when you catch it, it's got to go.
Right.
Like, when you catch it, it's got to go. So it's already a difficult task. It's why guys shoot vastly different percentages when they're open as opposed to being contested.
Right.
So you've got somebody flying at you. You've got to get the ball off quickly. Mm-hmm. You've got to get the ball off with a certain arc to get it over the guy closing out, particularly if the guy closing out is 6'10", 6'11", 7 foot, 7 foot
big
one, whatever.
Dude, right.
And so it's already a complicated physical act.
Mm-hmm.
And then if somewhere in your mind you're thinking, and I've got to come down in a way that's unnatural for me, because if I don't, I might land on his foot. It just adds another element to the scenario. And so when I was talking to somebody earlier today, they said, listen, even if Jaja's not trying to hurt him, what he's trying to do is make him think about it.
Right.
His ankle's already bad. Now you got to think about where my feet are. You got to think about where my arms are. You got to think about getting the ball off. You got to think about all the stuff you normally think about, plus you got to think about where my foot is. I'm adding something to the situation. I'm making this more complex than it otherwise would be.
Hmm.
And so even if Kawhi doesn't get hurt yesterday, what Pachulia is doing is adding something for him to think about. Now I got to shoot and come down in a different way.
Yeah.
I got to shoot and now figure out where my feet are going to go. It just makes it more difficult. Of course, what happened is the worst thing that could have happened. And Kawhi comes down right on his foot. He's out for the game. And now the series feels like it feels like something that it didn't seem like it was going to feel like yesterday in the third quarter, because, I mean, they're on the verge of taking a 1-0 lead in a best-of-seven series.
of ripping home court advantage away from Golden State. I don't know if the Spurs then become the favorite in the series, but now we're at least talking about it.
Right.
I mean, you got six games left. You got to win three of them, and three of them are going to be played on your home court. There's a lot of stuff that changes when you are able to win game one on the road, and they were headed toward winning game one on the road, and then that happens. And now, you know, I heard Howard Beck on with Calkins earlier today, and he said, you know, at that moment they didn't know what, you know, whether Kawhi was out for game two or the rest of the series. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, the Spurs didn't announce the news till late this afternoon. But Howard Beck said, and I think I would agree with this, the Spurs have no chance without Kawhi Leonard. Well, now we know they're without Kawhi Leonard, at least for game two. The point spread immediately shot up to 14. So now Golden State is a 14-point favorite at home tomorrow night in that game two, which means they're going to take a 2-0 lead. And though it is not impossible to come back from a 2-0 lead, it can be difficult because now you're talking about beating the best collection of talent in the world and the best team in the world. The team that's been the best all year long.
Yeah.
You're talking about having to beat them four times in the next five games. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
And so you feel like the Western Conference Finals just got turned upside down yesterday,
right,
because of, yeah, what I think is a dirty play. That said, easy for me to say it's a dirty play because I've never done that to somebody else. Would be easy for a lot of coaches to say, it's a dirty play because perhaps they haven't coached players who have done this to other people. But Greg Popovich won championships with Bruce Bowen doing exactly right, what, yeah, Zaza Pachulia
same
did
thing
yesterday.
Yeah.
And so unless you were screaming about your own player back then, it comes across a bit hollow to be screaming about it now. Like, yo, man, you watched your guy do that to people and other people complained about it consistently. And you never publicly took a stand against it or told him even privately, cut it out, because he, yeah, never did cut it out. And so that's the only thing where I think this kind of works against Pop is that, you know, you're the guy who coached and paid handsomely,
mm-hmm,
a man who built a career around this, putting your foot under jump shooters approach better than anybody in the history of basketball.
Right.
So, like, we don't want to hear it from you now. It doesn't mean that Pop's wrong,
yeah,
but it does come across as a bit hypocritical.
Yeah.
And lastly, before we get to Ramona Shelburne, I think more than anything, or not more than anything, but at least on some level, it reminded me that this is why I'm anti-blow-it-up guy when it comes to the Grizzlies or really any other team. Or in most situations.
Yep.
Particularly if you've got a team that you feel like if you got the right breaks, good things could happen. Because you just never know. I mean, right now, Tony Parker's out for the season and Kawhi Leonard's out for the at least foreseeable future, immediate future. What if that would have happened against the Grizzlies in game one?
Then you got a shot, an even better shot.
What if you're the Grizzlies playing the Spurs, mm-hmm, and in game one, Tony Parker and Kawhi Leonard both went down in the form that they just went down?
Totally changes everything.
Well, then maybe we're talking about the Grizzlies against the Rockets,
yeah,
in the Western Conference semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
And then what if James Harden just disappears in a game seven or a game six,
right,
the way he did against the Spurs? Then maybe, who knows?
Yeah, he doesn't show up. They don't play the same ball, whatever.
So far in these playoffs, we have seen Kawhi Leonard missed games.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Parker missed games. Nene missed games. Kelly Oubre missed games. Rajon Rondo missed games. Kyle Lowry missed games. Kevin Durant missed games. Sean Livingston missed games. Blake Griffin missed games. Austin Rivers missed games.
Oh.
George Hill missed games. Rudy Gobert missed games. Amon Shumpert missed games. Basically, every team goes through it.
Yep.
Obviously, Tony Allen missed the entire series as well.
Sure.
But my point is, if you consistently get in the playoffs with the team you feel like if you ever get the breaks, maybe something good can happen, I'd be hesitant to blow that up because though those breaks have worked against the Grizzlies in recent years, more so than for the Grizzlies, there is a scenario where 1 year, perhaps next year,
yeah,
they just go in your favor. Perhaps you're playing a team in the first round that might have had the better season than you, but now they're starting point guards out. Now they're best players out.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can take advantage of that, and perhaps you could get another Western Conference Finals that originates right here from downtown Memphis. I wouldn't bank on it or bet on it. I'm just saying you never know.
And
when as we watch these playoffs unfold, and basically every game or other game, a key player for some team is going down, maybe there's a scenario, and there has been in the past, that's when the Grizzlies went to the Western Conference
Finals.
But perhaps going forward, there is a scenario where you look up, and maybe you're just the sixth seed or the seventh seed or the eighth seed, but maybe your opponent has suffered an injury similar to any of the injuries I just mentioned, at which point you've got a realistic shot to advance, even if the number beside your name suggests that you weren't supposed to. Ramona Shelburne covers the NBA for ESPN. Going to ask her about the Kawhi Leonard, Zaza Pachulia incident from yesterday. Also talk to her about her LeVar Ball column. It posted today at ESPN.com. She's up next.
Gary, we're doing the 92.9 golf card now. And just for Father's Day, we're doing two for one. So you can go to 929golfcard.com. Again, the website, 929golfcard.com. Here's the new deal. Because of Father's Day approaching next, we got Mother's Day behind us now, and it was wonderful. But next, for the fathers out there, it's a special buy one, get one free Father's Day golf card. And here's what it gives you. It gives you member rates at Irene Golf and Country Club, as well as Windy Country Club, all the way through October. So for all the prime golf months, you get the member rate, which is a lot lower, at Irene Golf and Country Club, as well as Windy Country Club. The other good news is you get 20% off all the way through the golf season at Miramichi, Quail Ridge, which I played this weekend, and the course is fantastic. Stonebridge Golf Club, you've got Plantation, and you've got River Bend down in Tunica. So for all these courses, you get a discount card at $92. Not just one, you get two golf cards. So for my son and myself, for example, this weekend, we could have taken our two golf cards and got the discount over at Quail Ridge in Bartlett. You can do it now. Just in time for Father's Day, go to 929golfcard.com and get your card. It's an actual card, not a punch card. A real card fits in your wallet, and it's easy to use. You just whip it out, and you get the discounts there all the way through the prime golf months. Father's Day special, buy one, get one free now at 929golfcard.com while supplies last.
Your house, where Wi-Fi devices continue to multiply, slowing down your internet. Take control with a special offer from Xfinity and give your house the speed it needs. In the living room where dreamers become streamers, the bedroom where gamers become Hall of Famers, and the family room where video chatters reconnect with distant relatives. Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience, and right now is a great time to switch. Welcome to my house. Xfinity is America's best internet provider according to speedtest.net. And now new customers can get a great offer on the Internet Plus package with Blast for $59.99 a month for 1 year and get download speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store today. Must enroll in EcoGo paperless billing and auto pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. 1 year term agreement required. Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After 1 year, regular rates apply.
It's about that time of the year where the Memphis weather really gets weird. You know how it is, and that it can produce some serious storms. So perhaps it's time to go ahead and put Danny Morrison Roofing in your phone. This is Gary Parrish, and I'm here to remind you that if your roof suffers some damage due to the unpredictable weather, Danny Morrison can get you under a new roof at no out-of-pocket expense to you. That's right. Danny and his team, they'll work directly with your insurance company to get you taken care of quickly and professionally, and most importantly, at no out-of-pocket cost to you. You've heard me talking about it for years, and people ask me all the time if this is legit. I'm telling you, you can trust Danny Morrison to handle your roofing needs. So call him, 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Danny's company won Memphis Most last year in the category of best roofing contractor in the Mid-South. His team is experienced and knowledgeable and looking forward to your call. So call him, 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Danny Morrison Roofing. They're on the web at morrisonroofing.com. That's morrisonroofing.com.
This is Late Night Dan bringing you all these smooth flavors. We are taking requests. Caller number one, what's your name?
It's Bill. Can I try a creamy custard concrete with Oreo cookie pieces?
You got it. Caller number two, you're on the air.
Can I also get one made with Heath Bar?
Now that's smooth.
Dan!
Yes, sir?
What are you doing?
Nothing, just manning the drive-in.
Well, stop using that voice.
Try the new creamy custard concrete in flavors like vanilla made with Heath Bar. This is how you Sonic. For a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-in.
Dad!
What's up, Memphis? This is former Memphis kicker Stephen Gostkowski. I know you've heard of Platinum Jewelers by now. You've heard from former Grizzly Mike Miller and my man D'Angelo Williams tell you about them. Now take it from me, a two-time Super Bowl champ. Platinum Jewelers is the best in the business. They're an engagement and wedding ring specialist that can do anything, including custom design rings. They also have a huge selection of rings in stock and an incredible variety of earrings, right-hand rings, pendants, bracelets, and watches. One thing you can count on at Platinum Jewelers is that they will work with any budget and hook you up at a fraction of the price of national chains. When you go in, you'll feel comfortable. There's no pressure. Just tell them what you're thinking about spending, what your girl likes, or bring her with you to brainstorm some ideas. I'm telling you, they're the best at putting together what she wants. When it's time for jewelry, make sure you give Platinum Jewelers a look before you buy. Platinum Jewelers, two locations in the area, one in East Memphis at Poplar and Perkins Extended, and on Germantown Parkway in Cordova. Or visit anytime at PlatinumJewelers.com.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit your local Kubota dealer, TennesseeKubotaDealers.com.
Secure your future in the hottest careers with a certificate or degree from Southwest Tennessee Community College. A business degree can open doors to a wide range of opportunities. Engineering and information technicians are in demand to help power manufacturing and logistics. And paralegal studies majors are in demand. Register now for summer and fall classes. Summer classes start May 30th, and fall classes begin August 28th. Call 901-333-4399. A wide range of available programs is just another reason Southwest Tennessee Community College is your best choice.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Recruiting news around the country today, and a reminder of something I told you a couple of weeks ago. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here at 5 o'clock, but right now, the senior writer for ESPN.com, multimedia star, the great Ramona Shelburne, maker of The Big Interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, Ramona, it's Gary. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, Gary?
Everything's good in my world. I appreciate you being here. I won't keep you too long. I want to talk to you about your LeVar Ball column in a moment because it was terrific. I read it earlier this afternoon. But I want to start with the big NBA story of the day, and that's Kawhi Leonard's out for Game 2, Western Conference Finals, Spurs-Warriors. Pop went off the day, called it a dirty play. Is Pop taking it too far, or does he have a good point?
I think he was sticking up for his guy, okay? Like, you know, maybe you don't use the word dirty or unsportsmanlike, but you know, he's making a point, okay? And I know I texted a bunch of guys around the league, right? I'm sure everybody, what's your opinion, right? Like, I'm not saying I probably got a dozen guys, and it's really split. I mean, a lot of people said, oh, it's unfortunate, but not dirty, and other people said, yeah, it was dirty. He took another step forward, and it's obviously a point of emphasis in the league that they've been watching for several years, I mean, you know, to protect shooters. So he's certainly within his rights to say something. But I think with him, he's more reacting to the fact that his guy went down on this and going to miss the next game. That's, you know, in terms of, they have one of the best teams in the NBA on the ropes down, I think it was 78-55 at the time of the play. You know, after that, they went on an 18-0 run. The game was completely different without Kawhi, now let alone having to play a whole game without him.
I'm talking to Ramona Shelburne from ESPN. She's on Twitter, at Ramona Shelburne. I heard somebody suggest earlier today, in fact, it was Rachel Nichols. I was watching her show on ESPN, and she said, listen, clearly this is not allowed by NBA rules, but if you really want to make it a true point of emphasis, make it a flagrant one. You put your foot underneath a shooter, he comes down on your foot,
whether he twists his ankle badly or not at all, you put your foot in his landing spot, he lands on it, it's a flagrant foul on you. Could you get down with that?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, actually. I think one of the things that's interesting about this one is, like, Zaza's not exactly used to defending the three-point line, right? He's not a guy who's usually out there with that kind of a play. And this is now two different times that he's been, this year even, I think he's been in the line of fire, right? I remember a couple of months ago when they played against Westbrook and he set that screen and there's a picture of him standing over Westbrook, sort of menacing and hulking over standing over Westbrook. He fits a character type, you know? I mean, he's a big hulking center and he's tough and he's got a foreign name, you know, and he fits that villain profile pretty easily. And so I think that, you know, it's easy to sort of scapegoat him, but it really is a play that happens all the time in the NBA. And, you know, it's unfortunate when somebody gets hurt that way, and that's why it's a point of emphasis. But I've seen fouls like that are, like, a lot more egregious, you know, a lot more where the guy really does seem like he's trying to get underneath of him. And go back, I just, people found some old Popovich quotes talking about Bruce Bowen because he's been known to have been in the middle of something like this too. So I just think it's hard on closeouts. And, you know, because Zaza is a center and maybe not as accustomed to defending that play in that way, he finds himself in the crosshairs here.
I'm talking to Ramona Shelburne from ESPN on Twitter, at Ramona Shelburne. Let's switch gears, go to your LeVar Ball column.
Mm.
You posted it today. I have tweeted a link to it. People can find it there or on your Twitter feed, obviously. First, just your main takeaway from spending time with the Ball family, specifically LeVar.
he's a hoot, right? I mean, you kind of go out there and you... like, how am I going to handle this guy, right? I mean, like, what am I going to do? You know, as an interviewer, as a reporter, like, you know, I have ideas about which way I'm going to go with the story before I go report it. But then, unless you just hang out and kind of be around and just experience it for yourself. And within about, I don't know, an hour or two, I was like, oh, you can't treat this seriously. You have to have fun with this story. This is not a serious story. This is like, I mean, it's interesting from a media perspective of like why they've captured our attention in the way that they have. And I do some intellectual, you know, dancing up there. Right. And kind of, you know, he taps into something that's going on in our society where you have guys like, you know, Jay-Z's got Tidal right now. Right. And he makes you buy his songs that way. And the sort of independent ownership of things that's going through entertainment and the sports world. And, you know, people want to own their own stuff. They want to cut out the middleman. That he's tapped into that, and so I think that's why it resonates in a way. And of course, he's like a WWE promoter in a way, right? there's a lot of that. But I think I just thought he was a character. I just thought he was funny. Like, you know, there'd be like, if you interview him and somebody talks like that, you have to throw it back at him. You have to have fun with it. You have to, like, when they say one thing, you got to just throw it right back in their face, and then they see how they react. So LeVar would say things to me like, I said, LeVar, you've been a trainer all your life, right? And he goes, yeah, before I trained my boys, I was training dogs, and I had pigeons. And I was like, LeVar, you train pigeons? And he's like, I can make a pigeon do a backflip. And I was like, really? Like, come on, really? You made a pigeon do a backflip? And the way you say it, like, if you just laugh at it, kind of throw it back to him, like, he actually sort of has fun with it. And if you take him so seriously and just, like, make everything he says into a screaming headline, I don't think you quite understand LeVar. Like, this is just who he is. He just says crazy stuff all the time, and you have to have fun with it.
And this is always who he's been. Like, I met him, it must have been two or three summers ago out in Las Vegas. I was just intrigued by the story of a mom and a dad coaching an AAU team, and the three kids have already committed to UCLA. I knew nothing more than that. And so I went and pulled them aside, and we spent probably 30 minutes together. And I remember afterward, like, bumping into another writer, and they said, so how did it go with LeVar? And I said, he's amazing. I never talked to anybody like this. He was saying all these wild things. He started saying on camera 6 months ago, he was saying back then to me, he's always been this character. And I think that's why Lonzo and LaMelo and LiAngelo are probably comfortable with him for the most part, because this is the only dad they've ever known. I thought the lead to your column was just perfect and was a reminder that this guy usually gets his way and usually wins. You tell a story where he paints his whole house white And the neighborhood association says you cannot have an all-white house. Like, that's not allowed. And he said, yes, it is allowed. It is allowed, and I'm going to do it. And now, just because you're giving me trouble, I'm going to put a black garage door on it. And then the punchline is, guess who is now president of the neighborhood association? It's LeVar Ball. So if you want to paint your house, you got to come to me. I mean, I thought that was a perfect story to summarize who this guy is.
Totally.
He was just, and like, that's every aspect of his life, and it's why I've yet to count him out. I do think, and Sonny Vaccaro, I think, made a smart point about the way they launched the shoe. I think he set himself up in a bad way, but still, basically everything this guy set out to accomplish, he's accomplished so far, and that should be taken seriously.
Yeah, I mean, you remember, they didn't play on the regular AAU teams, right? Like, they were not popular in AAU either, because they did their own thing. They had the ball, you know, it was the big baller team, right? Wasn't that what it was called? And they didn't want to go play in the same tournaments everybody else did. They didn't want to go play the same circuit. And that was sort of, you know, that was, you know, people didn't like that, but it worked out, right? They ended up going to UCLA, and they did just fine. And Lonzo's going to be a lottery pick. And, you know, I think you look at it and go, okay, I mean, even though you may not like his tact or his tactics, like, a lot of what he set up has come true. And, you know, I think that the most interesting part now is, you know, the brand with the $495 sneaker. I mean, did you guys all not get that was just to get you to talk about it? You know what I mean? Like, did people not understand? Like, if you put a $200 shoe out, nobody's going to talk about it. But if you put a $500 shoe, it is shocking. People are going to talk about it. And they're all pre-sale. He's not making them until you go order them. So he's not going to get stuck with a ton of inventory that doesn't sell in a warehouse. Like, he's delivering them in November. And I think the idea is, you know, if Lonzo does well and he gets drafted by Lakers or Suns or whoever it is, and does well there and he starts off good, like, by the time you get those shoes in November, you're not going to mind paying $500. But, you know, you got to get in early. And the whole thing I had in my head as I was doing this story, I remember being in Las Vegas a couple years ago and I walked by that Kardashian Chaos store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You walk by, I think it's in, like, Caesars, is that where it is? And I walk by and I go, oh, I got to go in there. I used to watch it when they first came out. Now I don't watch it anymore, but it's amusing, right? And I walked in there and I go, I just bought a $50 towel.
Right.
I bought a $50 towel with, like, Kim Kardashian on it. And I have it in my house, and it's kind of like a novelty, you know, like, people come over, you want the Kardashian towel? And I go, God, you know, it does kind of work. You know what I mean? It kind of works on you because it's a curiosity. And, like, sneakerheads, like, they do like exclusive things, and they do like things that are, like, it doesn't have to be likable or popular. If there's only 1,000 of those O2s that he signed in the box with the key and the lights on them, people are going to buy that. Like, you know, with Yeezys, like, you can't get them anywhere, so then you want to buy it because they're scarce. Like, there's a sort of wisdom to what he's doing. The question is, has he made himself so unlikable that nobody wants to buy him, right? And I think it all depends on how Lonzo does now. If he turns out to be a good player, you're going to buy those shoes. If he turns out to just be kind of an average rookie and disappointment, probably not going to buy them. And at that point, has he cost his son money? Yes. But if he turns out to be good and the whole brand thing works, he might just be right. And if the whole brand thing doesn't work, well, Mike and his shoes will still be there.
I'm talking to Ramona Shelburne from ESPN on Twitter, at Ramona Shelburne. The point Sonny Vaccaro, the longtime sneaker executive, made is that there was a scenario where LeVar could have framed this as, I'm taking on the big boys. We're going to prove you don't need them to succeed. And you would have had, you know, positioned yourself as the underdog and had the public rooting for you. But the second you price it at $495, people mock you. They don't root for you anymore. Do you think there's anything to that?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, I think that's what Sonny's real right about. Because, you know, Sonny, he's an iconoclast, sure, too. Like, Sonny loves taking on the big boys, right? Sonny loves anything like that. Little chaos, we'll stir it up, have a little circus. So I think his point is well made. And then I kind of came back at him and I said, Sonny, what if, intentionally or unintentionally, he's now created a narrative where he is the obstacle that his son must overcome, and that is why you will root for him? He goes, that's actually the perfect thing. He goes, but Lonzo's going to have to be, like, America's darling. Like, he comes out and he's great. People are going to root for him because they're going to be like, oh, you poor thing, right? Like, I don't know that LeVar has done that purposefully, but that's actually kind of, in a way, how it's set up. And, you know, like, his answer to the idea of, you know, if you can't afford the shoes, then you're not a big baller. I mean, it does strike some people as you're just after money. And it was another thing that I was thinking about as I was writing it, which was, you know, is he trying to lead a movement? Like, does he want other people to follow this? Like, is this something that, like, you know, you're trying to be an industry guy? And if you're trying to be an industry guy and, you know, like, shake things up? Or is this really just about you and your family getting what you want? I don't really see a larger movement here. I really, you know, I said to him, you want other people to follow? He goes, well, I don't think they can. You need to have 3 boys and they all have to be good. And then even then you have to do everything right. And like, you know, I understand his point. He goes, if you have just one really good player, you can't do that. You know, if any of the other lottery picks, no matter how good they are, they don't have a whole three guys going through like this. So I don't know. Maybe he's right about that. Maybe he's wrong. I mean, Sonny Vaccaro seemed to think the only other guy who had a chance of doing anything like this would have been LeBron.
Right.
You know, coming out of Akron, he had so much publicity when he was in high school that he had enough. He had so much publicity in high school that, like, people were already interested in him enough that they had that bidding war over his shoe deal as a rookie. He's probably right about that. If there's one person who would know, it would be Sonny, right?
Right.
And then, you know, look at Sonny's comments and remember that the guy who really called LeVar Ball out was George Raveling, and you know their history.
Yes.
So either way, Gary, we're going to be talking about it. The whole point is, you like him or don't like him, we're going to be talking about it.
I know. I had somebody on Twitter the other day say, I can't stand LeVar Ball. I said, I see you tweeting about LeVar Ball all the time. Like, you know, you might not like him, but you seem to be consumed with him. He has figured out a way to be in national headlines consistently for a while now. I'm wrapping up with Ramona Shelburne. So the NBA draft lottery is tomorrow night. If the Lakers win it, is Lonzo going to be the number one overall pick? Do they love him like that? And is there pressure from Lakers fans to take him if he's on the board when they're picking?
Man, it's going to be so fascinating because, like, I know they like him. I know, and I think there's some people who like him a lot more than others, right? And it'll depend on who has the loudest voice in the room. But to me, it's pretty clear. It's up to Irv and Magic Johnson.
Right.
Like, you know, you can have Jesse Buss is one of the guys in charge of the scouting department now. You know, obviously, Rob Pelinka is the new general manager there. They've got Ryan West, who's the assistant GM there. They've got a lot of voices in that room, but President of Basketball Operations, Magic Johnson, if they keep their pick, that's going to be his pick. And that's all it comes down to. Like, I think he'd look at a guy who's a point guard who makes his teammates better and, you know, he's got this unselfishness to him. So whenever you talk to people about him, that's the thing. He's got that unselfish attitude. He elevates people. The question is, will that shot go in high – when, you know, with the funky shot that goes in high school and college, is that going to go in the NBA, okay? And two, you know, is he going to be able to play at that level in the NBA? Can he really elevate NBA players the way he's elevated high school and college guys? And, you know, if there's one guy I would say knows who can make that decision, it would be the guy who did that himself.
That makes sense to me. That is Ramona Shelburne from ESPN. She's on Twitter at Ramona Shelburne. Make sure you go read the LeVar Ball column. You can find it at ESPN.com on her Twitter feed or my Twitter feed. Ramona, thanks for being here. I'll catch up with you later.
Thanks, Gary.
That's Ramona Shelburne from ESPN. Like I said, you can read the LeVar Ball column at ESPN.com. When we come back, some significant college basketball recruiting news. Duke landed a 5-star point guard earlier today in Missouri. Even though their coach was just hired 2 months ago, landed their third top 100 recruit for the class of 2017. And they got a top 10 recruiting class, even though their coach was just hired 2 months ago. That's interesting. We'll talk about it next.
The Spurs watched Game 1 slip away from them as Kawhi Leonard re-injured his ankle. What should we expect in Game 2? Mike and Mike are talking basketball Tuesday morning.
Mike and Mike in the morning. Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. At 92.9 ESPN.com. Broadcasting on 680 AM. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
You're trying to sell your home quickly. There's one guy you want to get in touch with, and that is Josh Hysaw at Keller Williams Realty. That's what Annie did. She had a home out in Cuyahoga, right? She listed it with Josh Hysaw at an agreed-upon price. He went to work, sold it quickly, sold it in 7 days, sold it to a cash buyer. He did that for her. He could do it for you. That's because he knows how to implement his 45-day guarantee. That's Josh's unique selling proposition. He's got a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold fast and for more money than the average agent. He will sit down with you, help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers, and eventually you guys will agree on a price. If your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, he's going to let you out of that contract. You'll be free and clear, and a whole bunch of listeners of this show over the years have heard me talking about Josh. Annie was one of them. Another's Greg. Had a home in Lakeland. Sold it in just 5 days after listing it with Josh Hysaw. If you're trying to sell your house, he's the guy you want. He's the only real estate agent I'd hire if I needed to sell my house. Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Every day, skeptical men suffering from erectile dysfunction come into the Memphis Men's Clinic wondering if we can solve their problem. After all, you have tried pills, pumps, and lotions, all with little to no positive results. At the Memphis Men's Clinic, we are successful 95% of the time. Why? Because our licensed physicians are experts at solving your ED. It's what we do. All day, every day, solving your ED. See the results for yourself right in our office. The doctor's visit, testos, testosterone, and PSA test is only $99. Look, if you don't get results from the testos in our office, you owe us nothing for the office visit. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call us now and move from skeptic to believer and ask about our new revolutionary Priapus shot. Appointments fill fast. Call 901-443-0304. That's 901-443-0304. Call 901-443-0304.
Joining a country club doesn't have to break the bank, at least not with the options at Irene Golf and Country Club. There are multiple platinum membership options to choose from, all with no initiation fee. And all membership packages include carts and range balls. 35 or younger, only $130 a month for the young executive membership. Individual weekday membership packages available for only $160 a month. Irene Golf and Country Club featuring a challenging layout with championship Bermuda greens. The course looks fantastic. So this isn't some smoke and mirrors thing. It's a legit and challenging golf course with all the amenities you want. Driving range, restaurant, bar, gym, tennis, pool. They've got it all. And you aren't required to spend a monthly amount in the pro shop or the bar. If all you want to do is golf, then golf. It's Irene Golf and Country Club. Simply put, an amazing golf and country club experience right here in Memphis off Hacks Cross, on the web at IreneGolfCC.com or call 752-1521. Irene Golf and Country Club.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
Visit Barton Equipment just across the bridge in West Memphis. Call 870-735-2510 or visit bartonequip.com.
First time tractor buyer? Do the smart thing and visit your local LS tractor dealer. They'll take the time to help you make the right decision. Plus, tell you why LS Tractors always offer the best value with a combination of standard features, performance, and price no other tractor can beat. Go ahead and compare. You'll get more tractor for your money. LS Tractor, excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Western Auto in Forest City and get more tractor.
Bugs, life's little unwanted guest, the true freeloaders of the world. Some eat your food, others eat your house, and some even feed off of you. Gross! But luckily, all of them can be stopped with a call to 901 Pest Control. 901 Pest Control can handle all pests employing the latest and most effective products and techniques, from household pests to mosquitoes and even termite control and damage repair plans. If the bugs come back, so do they. 901 Pest Control, 901-327-8803. Online at 901pestcontrol.com.
Memphis.com.
It's that time of year when you want to be downtown. So the next time you are, try a Memphis favorite for Italian right on South Main. Spendini. Parking is easy and is perfect before or after a Redbirds game. Every Monday night, Spendini goes half price on wine and pizza. And if you're about that patio life, Spendini has the best one on South Main. How about the largest bourbon menu in Memphis? Bourbon lovers love Spendini as well. It's time you give it a try. Spendini, simply elegant Italian. 383 South Main and SpendiniMemphis.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Thomas over at the Memphis Commercial Appeal. He's going to join me at 5 o'clock like he does every single day. 5:25, I'll get you ready for Game 7, Eastern Conference Semifinals, Celtics-Wizards. That's tonight. Tips at 7, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Now, Gary's four stories, presented by Bank of Bartlett. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
You know, May 15th isn't usually a big day in the world of college basketball recruiting, but it was today. Some significant news. Two top 40 players committed. The most prominent, Trayvon Duvall, a five-star point guard, consensus top 10 player in America, picked to Duke. So now Duke will have a natural and elite point guard for the first time since 2015. Of course, when they had Tyus Jones and they won the national championship, Duke has been immensely talented over the past couple of seasons, but they have missed having a natural and elite point guard. Derek Thornton 2 years ago, not a natural point guard. Last year, Frank Jackson, talented young man, not a natural point guard. They're both combo guards, if not shooting guards. That caused Grayson Allen last year to spend a lot of time playing off the ball and, of course, also tripping people, but playing off the playing on the ball, rather, having to, quote, run the team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he can do it, but it's not what he's best at, and you lose what it is he's best at when you ask him to do that, which is, hey, play off the ball and just go score. Now Grayson Allen can play off the ball and just go score, and now Mike Krzyzewski has an opportunity, I think, to maybe win his sixth national championship. Meantime, Missouri.
Get the kid out of East St. Louis, right?
Got a commitment from Jeremiah Tillman, East St. Louis. He had previously committed to Illinois under John Gross. Illinois fired John Gross, and Jeremiah Tillman reopened his recruitment, and Konzo Martin closed it today. So Konzo Martin, a guy who was hired on March 15th, so exactly 2 months ago today, has now secured signatures on national letters of intent from a five-star player. That's Michael Porter Jr. He, of course, hired his father to get him on campus, but however you get it done, you get it
done.
Smart
work.
He's the probable number one pick of the 2018 NBA draft. Michael Porter Jr., he's going to be going to Missouri. That got done after Konzo Martin was hired at Missouri. I mean, in fairness, it kind of got done like before Konzo Martin.
Wherever he's going.
Like before he took the job,
but
it was in the works. Then it got, either way, it became official after Konzo Martin went to Missouri.
Nice.
It's a Konzo Martin recruit. And now with Jeremiah Tillman's signature, they added two. That's the second four-star they've also added.
Mm-hmm.
So since Konzo got the job March 15th, they've added a five-star and two four-stars, three consensus top 100 players, and that's good enough for a recruiting class that now ranks sixth nationally, according to 247 Sports,
Konzo's
in the class of 2017. This, after, again, only being hired 2 months ago. And I bring it up because we've been talking college basketball recruiting on this show a lot in recent weeks, mostly because Memphis's recruiting hasn't been up to snuff relative to historical standards. You can call it the top-ranked recruiting class in the American Athletic Conference as many times as you like. But according to Memphis' historical standards, it is not up to snuff.
Right.
Here's the proof. For the 16 years
before the current staff was put into place, Memphis enrolled at least a four-star or five-star player every single year, at least one every single year without exception for 16 straight years, and it was a total of 37, 18 under Josh Pastner, 19 under John Calipari. And last year they enrolled zero, and this year they are enrolling zero. So if that's the top-ranked recruiting class according to one service in the American Athletic Conference, that's fine. You can say it. If I were you, I'd say it too because right. It sounds good, but it's not a good recruiting class relative to Memphis's historical standards. So as Memphis fans were freaking out about this in recent weeks, Mark Giannato over at the Commercial Appeal, you know, he got to sit down with Tubby Smith, and Tubby basically said he didn't understand what people were so freaked out about because you have to be realistic about who you can recruit, and recruiting at Memphis today is different than it was 10 years ago. And either way, and this is his quote, it doesn't matter where you are. When you get a new job, it takes some time to build your brand to be able to effectively recruit a certain level of kid.
Right.
That's what Tubby
That's
Smith
what
said.
Right.
And I didn't think that was true at the time because I had just watched UNLV hire a coach last year and get a top 15 recruiting class, and Western Kentucky hire a coach last year and get a top 15 recruiting class, and Stanford hire a coach last year and get a top 15 recruiting class, and St. Louis hire a coach last year and within 6 months gets commitments from two top 50 recruits. It didn't seem to take them long to build their brand to recruit effectively at the highest levels of the sport. And then today, we get another reminder.
Yeah.
Because Konzo Martin, he didn't have to build a Missouri brand. He got the job March 15th, and now he's got the number 6 ranked recruiting class in the country. And I had some Memphis fans say, well, you have to understand that when Tubby Smith inherited a bad situation, it was always going to be difficult to recruit to that. At which point, I rolled my eyes because the situation he inherited
was awesome.
Not awesome, but not awful.
He had a 5-star on the roster.
He had 4 top 100 recruits on the roster, and one also signed to a national letter of intent. Right now, they got 0. So they had literally 5 times more.
Right.
They had 5. They had 5 a year ago. Yeah. Now they have 0. So,
yes.
None. The situation inherited wasn't that bad. More to the point, as it relates to the Missouri, you know what Konzo Martin inherited?
What?
Nothing at Missouri. They've gone 8-46 in the SEC the past 3 years. 8-46 in the SEC the past 4 years. That's what he inherited. Did it prevent him from getting things done on the recruiting trail?
No.
Nope. Mm. And today is a reminder of that. Meantime, Keon Clerjia, who, of course, signed with the Tigers last year, followed Tubby Smith. He was a commitment to Texas Tech.
Yeah, where's
then,
he?
Then
yeah.
decided to come to Memphis.
What's going on?
Tubby described him as one of his kind of guys,
right.
Quote, his kind of guys. And then, of course, he announced his desire to transfer at the end of the season, just like basically the entire rest of the roster. And one of the rationalizations for that when you were trying to explain, this isn't anything to freak out about. You have to understand. Well, this kid just, he's from Florida, and he wants to get back closer to his Florida home. Well, today, he committed to UMass.
That's the opposite direction, Gary.
And I don't know how familiar you are with the United States of America.
Yeah, I know the map pretty well in that part of the country.
But Keon Clerjia is from Winter Haven, Florida.
Right, that's south.
And from here to Winter Haven, Florida, long ways, I acknowledge, 779 miles.
Okay.
But from Winter Haven, Florida to UMass?
Yeah, how far?
1,288 miles, so he did not want to be closer to his Florida home. He's way further.
Maybe, hey, in fairness,
from his Florida home.
In fairness, maybe he just, and I don't know Keon very well, but maybe, you know, UMass may have sold him, hey, you're on the East Coast, so, you know, they didn't go through the math with him or the mileage.
You'll at least be in the same time zone.
Yeah, you're in the same time zone.
As your good Florida
point.
Home.
Yeah, you're in East time, and then sell that.
Perhaps they tricked him. I think more likely they just aggressively recruited him and got it done, and where he was raised didn't have anything to do with it.
Story number 2.
Drake was in town this weekend.
Oh, shout out to Drake.
Shout out to Drake. He went to the Fairly High Prom. Turns out he's got a cousin, Jala Moore.
He went with his cousin?
Who is, he escorted his cousin.
Oh, okay.
His cousin had a date, and he was just nice enough, good old Uncle Drake.
Escort.
To show up. Chaperone? What do you mean to say?
Oh, chaperone.
What word do you want me to use?
No, I just think it's a much different deal, because I didn't want my parents or relatives anywhere near me when I'm going to the damn prom.
Well, think about
but
it.
But, of course, Drake wasn't my relative.
Right. Like if my parent tried to escort me or chaperone me to the prom, I'd be like, what are you talking
Get
about?
Lost.
I will not go to the prom.
I can't sneak stuff without
before
you.
Before I let you go to the prom. On the other hand, if my mom or dad were Drake or my uncle were Drake and Drake wanted to go to the prom, I'd probably think that's the coolest thing in the world. Like, to take it back to my high school years, it would have had to been, to make the analogy line up, it had to been like
Axl, you know, Rose.
Like, okay, fine. My mom or dad says, hey, little Gary, we'll go to prom with you. I'd be like, are you out of your mind? Like, there's no scenario under which you're going to the prom with me. But then if somehow Axl Rose wanted to go to prom with me, I'd be like, of course Axl Rose can go to the prom with me. Like, why wouldn't Axl Rose? This would be the
can
best
you imagine?
Thing. I can't imagine. It would have been the best prom ever. And I had some pretty good proms. So shouts to Drake. That's a nice thing to do. Then he rented out Hard Rock, apparently.
Oh, wow.
And had a party for her and, like, hundreds of her classmates.
Wow.
And so that's a pretty cool thing to do, right?
That is cool.
You made a lot of people's weekend, Drake did, by showing up at prom. Like, you have to understand, Drake is, like, the biggest thing in hip-hop. I mean, arguably, he or Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
But, like, he's a superstar.
Yeah. No, he is.
And to get a superstar to, like, show up at your high school prom, that's a pretty cool thing. And for him to take the time to do it, also cool.
Story number three.
The name Caitlin has plummeted.
What's going on?
More than any other baby name, according to Social Security's annual list of the most popular baby names. Plummeted more in the past year than any other baby name.
I can see this happening.
There's no way to prove this, of course, but it seems to be that people have shied away from that name after...
Caitlyn Jenner.
After Caitlyn Jenner announced that she is going to be Caitlyn Jenner. And some people have, I guess, from that fact, suggested that this is proof that people are homophobic or anti-transgender or whatever. And I'm certain there's some of that.
Sure.
But when you research this stuff, what you find out is basically anything controversial, that name becomes a less desirable name.
Yeah.
Like Hillary has plummeted since, I believe, 2009 was the date I read, because people just didn't want to be attached to Hillary, even if you are...
For or against.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.